talked about the deep ball that he missed to Mike Wallace, and he said, I've got to, you know, do better. I've got to make that throw. How is his accuracy on deep passes, do you think?
Well, I think everything that we do, in all phases offensively, we've got to get better at it. On that particular play, he had pressure come from his left. He had a move to his right. So the ball sailed a little bit to his right and it ended up out of bounds. I thought Mike ran a great route, was able to win on the route, and we need to keep that ball in bounds, as Ryan said.
You guys averaged 5 inches per carry yesterday. I mean, was it just blocking issues? Was it the line? I mean, what happened?
You stay up all night figuring out that out, 5 inches. Yeah, he must have been a math major. I never go that deeply. I just know it wasn't very good, that's for sure. But 5 inches, that's heartening, disheartening. But what was the question again?
What happened? Is it blocking issues? Was it the line?
Well, we obviously, if we blocked him well enough, we'd probably get 6 inches or maybe 7 inches. And that didn't happen. It's an accumulation of things. You got to give Tampa Bay going into the game. I mean, they're a very fast, quick, aggressive group, and they're very good run defense. To give them their just due, they played very well. And they were a good run defense, and they gave us everything we could handle from that standpoint. We, as players and coaches, we got to do better than what we did in that ball game. So that's on all of us.
Mike, what did you see in the defense last night for Tampa Bay that told you Rashard Matthews was going to be able to be taking advantage of it? You were able to?
Well, Rashard didn't really surprise me. He's playing inside receiver. He's playing Brandon's position. And if they play a certain coverages, those guys have a tendency to get more balls. If they play other coverages, the outside guys have a tendency to show up. And, because of certain things that happen in the ball game, his number came up more. But it wasn't any necessary prediction. I wouldn't have predicted that necessarily. It's just how it ended up.
Mike, to what do you attribute the difference in pass protection pretty much the whole game versus that final drive with the 2 sacks?
Well, I think if you look at our pass protection for the year, and if you take out the sacks when we're backed up in a must-throw situation at the end of the game, I think we haven't been pretty good there, And I think you eliminate any element of screen, draw, run, and people can put the errors back a little bit. It gets pretty difficult on our guys, as it would anybody. So I think that's what happened in that situation.
But that being said, even at the end of the first half, you guys were in 2-minute mode throwing the whole time, and you protected well.
But that's a little bit different because you still have the element of draw and screen and things like that. I mean, we had the whole, we had very little time on the clock and the whole field to go across, So that was a little bit different situation, I think, the way I evaluated. What, the run game?
Yeah.
I thought Ryan played extremely well in the sense that we didn't have a run game, and so the fact that he was able to complete the balls he did without a run game, I thought was good. There were some throws that I'm sure that he wishes he had back, a couple throws there, here and there, but I thought from his standpoint, I thought he did some really good things. But it's very difficult. We had a lot of second longs and long yard situations in the game. They're hard to overcome, and it made it pretty hard for us at times.
Mike, how disruptive were the events of last week in preparing for last night's game?
Last week had nothing to do with the game. We lost the game. They played better than us. They did everything better than us, coached better than us, everything. Last week was last week. Our preparation, we were focused, and I told the guys before the game, there are no excuses, right? I mean, if we're going to win this football game, and there are no excuses, we're totally accountable to what happens on that field. And we prepared hard, and we studied hard for the game, and we were, I thought we were well prepared, and so we don't make any excuses for what happened last week as for the outcome. Tampa Bay played better than us.
And along that same line, I mean, Richie did go to the Pro Bowl last year. He's a good player. his absence? Did that show in any way?
I'm sure Coach Philbin's the same way, you know. You can't ever worry about those things. I mean, you know, I didn't worry about last week when Nate stepped up and did a good job for us, so I'm not going to worry about this week. You know, you have players step up, and they have to step in, and that's what the National Football League's all about. When someone goes down, someone has to step in. That's a measurement of your team. And in situations where you lose players of that caliber, and someone has to be able to take over if you're going to be a good football team. So the expectation is that things have to go along without any drop-off.
Okay, a couple more questions. And Ken, Kirk, and Andrew, and then we're done.
The stretch run play with Daniel Thomas there, you know, down in the red zone, was that a run-pass option, or was that a run all the way, and what did you see? And
which one are you talking about?
When you ran to the left, was it goal-to-go? Was it goal-to-go play?
Were we that close? You mean on the 7-yard line, first
yeah,
play?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we missed a lot. We had everybody blocked except the front side linebacker. And it was a well-blocked play except the front side linebacker outran us. I thought we had a good chance to score there. We were well-protected off the edge. Charles Clay picked up the nickel sand backer. We were on top of the defensive end, and the front side backer just kind of outran us on that play.
Can I ask you about Richard Matthews, what he did? I mean, 1.6 receptions on one drive, six catches.
What was his average per catch?
I didn't do that. Okay. Talk about what he's doing. It's just a start.
Okay. You're going to rip me today, right?
That was a positive.
Okay. Question again, what was it?
Richard Matthews stepping up. Talk about him and what he's doing in that slot receiver role.
You know, you lose Gibson. We lost a kid named Benz early on. People don't remember Benz, but Benz was having a heck of a camp and in the OTAs and mini camps. And we lost him then. And I thought by far he was doing some tremendous things for us. And Gibson steps in as well, and he's doing some really fine things for us. And so you lose someone like that. And that's why the expectation has to be someone has to step in. And Matthews, I have to be honest with you, Matthews has exceeded my expectations in that position. I see him more as an outside receiver than an inside receiver. The inside guys have to be nifty. He's a little more nifty than I gave him credit for, you know. He kind of has a sleepy-eyed look to him, you know, that you're not sure he's always paying attention, but apparently he has been. And he's doing a very good job. So I'm real proud of how he performed yesterday. But he stepped into that role and done a nice job for us. So I'm real proud of him.